First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm an atheist in the Bible Belt. On this podcast, we talk about religion and how it affects us as non-believers in America. I often use a humorous approach because, let's face it, religion is heavy, and we need to be able to laugh about it sometimes. And now your host, me.
What's up, non-believers, doubters, and skeptics? Welcome back to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. And the reason that I opened the podcast the way that I did is because we live in a world where we often see entertainers or athletes or pretty much anybody who wins an event or gets an award, they thank God for their accomplishments. First off, I just want to thank God, or I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's my personal favorite. We hear it after football games every single weekend. And I understand, I know that it's not usually a statement of like them saying, God wants my team to win, and he's saying, screw the other team or anything like that. It's more of people being thankful that they have the talent and ability that they do. Maybe they're thankful they didn't get injured on the field or whatever. And that's understandable for them to have that attitude. But sometimes it goes a little further than that. You know, they take it a step further, like Dabo Swinney last year, Clemson's head coach. In his press conference, he said, we built this program in God's name, image, and likeness. And to me, that is gross. Imagine being an atheist or somebody of a different religion on that team. That's pretty alienating, you know? And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I'm talking about Deion Sanders today. Deion Sanders, one of the greatest football players of all time, went to Florida State, was amazing in the NFL, played for the Falcons, Cowboys, 49ers, one of the most entertaining players ever to watch, one of the best defensive backs to ever play the game. But he is now a college football coach, and there's a huge hype train around him. And especially now that players can get paid over the table, not under the table, he's able to bring a lot of talent to the school that he's at, and there's like a lot of flashiness. But also, like, he incorporates faith into everything. So here's one thing that he recently said. This is from a 24/7 sports article. He said, a multitude of kids choose the coach, especially when it's a prominent coach that has had success in their careers. I had a parent ask me the other day, if you left, do you think what you created is sustainable? I said, no, it ain't. I'm not going to lie to you. God anointed me for this time, this season, this era, and this moment. He anointed me to coach your son and his son and his son. That's what God has anointed me to do. This is my calling. I don't have a problem with Deion believing in God, of course. But doesn't it seem strange that a God would care so much about football or about Deion being a coach for these players? Shouldn't a God have higher priorities than that? Coach Prime, as he calls himself, his beliefs are not the issue. It's being so vocal about it that in a way that could be off-putting to those who don't share those beliefs. A lot of players want to play for Deion right now, and rightfully so. It would be an exciting program to be a part of, but that's not because of his faith. I mean, I'm sure there are a bunch of people who want to play for him because of his faith, but there are a lot of them who just love Deion Sanders and would like to play for him, you know? When Deion left Jackson State for Colorado, he made a pretty big show about getting rid of players that don't fit his criteria. I don't think that he would kick somebody off the team for not believing in Jesus, but what if there are like really good athletes there that are not believers? I'm sure it could be kind of awkward and off-putting for them because Deion would like thank God a lot and lead prayers and stuff around the school. There's an article on Religion Unplugged that talks about some controversy around Deion when he left Jackson State. It says, last March he became involved in a controversy involving his faith when he left Jackson State at the end of last season for the University of Colorado job. Sanders was mocked on social media for saying that God had sent him to become the coach of a historically black university, but he decided to leave the job anyways. And soon after that, Fox reported that
a group wanted the university to force Sanders to stop preaching his religious beliefs to players. The Freedom From Religion Foundation sent the University of Colorado a letter on January 24th about Dion's references to Christianity and expressed concern that players were potentially being pressured to pray during team meetings. The letter specifically pointed to one prayer, which read, "Lord, we thank you for this day. Father, for this opportunity as a group. Father, we thank you for the movement that God has put us in place to be in charge of. We thank you for each player here, each coach, each family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen." The group called on the university to teach Sanders about his constitutional duties under the Establishment Clause and to ensure that Sanders understands that he has been hired as a football coach and not a pastor. And I gotta say, I agree with the FFRF on this. Coaches should not be leading prayer before games, during games, or after games. Not in practice. Never. Unless it's specifically a religious school where people are signing up to go to a religious school. There's a difference there, you know? If this were a Christian school, it would be different. But it's the University of Colorado. And at the end of the day, something tells me that everybody wouldn't be quite as accepting of what's been going on with Dion if he said something like, "Allah is great," after a game, or "Praise be to Allah," or, you know, "I just want to thank Muhammad for everything that's happened here." It doesn't seem like it would go over as well in American culture. And I know that there are groups like FFRF, and there are people like me and others who think it's a bit ridiculous that he leads prayer and stuff at these public at a public university like this, but there overall a lot of people think that what he's doing is great and that he should continue to, you know, shout Jesus's name from the rooftops, you know, talk about how great Jesus is in post-game interviews. Yeah, that's what we want more of. The world is trying to stop us from getting Jesus's name out there, so thank you, Coach Prime, for what you're doing. This is why the freedom of religion is so important, because it also means the freedom from religion for those of us who don't believe. And that's why I think that the work that the Satanic Temple is doing is super important, because they kind of make it a point to combat this, to show, hey, we have this religion. Christianity is not the only one that can reign in America. That's why they're like trying to put up statues of Baphomet here and there. Like, oh, if you can put statues of Jesus here, if you can put the Ten Commandments on the courthouse, then why can't we put something about our God here? And I think that's why it's important that we have people who speak out against Christianity, because if we didn't, then every school would have the Ten Commandments in them. Every courthouse would have the Ten Commandments up. Every sporting event would open with prayers, because it's like, oh, majority of people are Christians. If you don't like it, tough shit. If you're following me on Instagram, you know that one of my favorite things to do is to reply to comments that I get and share them on my Instagram stories. And that's not to be like, oh, look how funny or witty I am. Sometimes, yes, but not always, because it also helps to show people that we don't have to put up with bullshit from theists. They have the burden of proof. We don't have to let them get away with whatever they say, you know? And so I like to call out the bullshit. And also, I have hopes that the people that follow me can look at some of the things that I say in response and maybe incorporate that into some of their own replies, because I get DMs from people that are like, how do I respond if a Christian says this to me? And so sometimes I do it for comedic purposes. Sometimes I do it as like, here's something that you can say in response when people say this. So the first one I'm going to talk about today is a comment I got on YouTube, actually. This person said, "I don't know what happened in your life or what you think God did to you, but after seeing your videos, I sincerely hope you find a better and happier life." And I responded with, "My life is 1,000 times better after leaving Christianity." If this person had actually watched any of my videos, they would know that I don't think God did anything to me. That's kind of the whole point of what I do. And they always assume that I'm unhappy. Why? Because I post about religion? Is that why? Does that mean that anytime anybody posts about something that they have an issue with, that means that they're unhappy in life? It doesn't make any sense. No, I think they want me to be unhappy so it fits their narrative, you know?
always so many assumptions of, oh, you're just unhappy. Oh, you're just unhappy. I can see it because you make these posts. Okay, you know my entire life because of some posts that I make online. It's crazy to me, but I think they have to do that sometimes. They have to be like, he's so unhappy. He's lashing out. He's unhappy, just to discredit the things that I'm saying. Second comment today comes from Rob77525. He said, I'm being serious. You're mad at God. You're not an atheist. I see it all the time. What you don't understand, though, is that people are responsible for starvation, not God. We could feed the world 10 times over with the resources available. The problem isn't a shortage of food. The problem is how these resources are allocated. That is entirely humanity's fault. Frankly, you have a lot of nerve getting mad about something like that. Who's to say you aren't here to fix the problem? And I said, you're not a believer. You're just scared there's nothing out there, so you use God as a crutch. See, I can do it too. So I just mainly replied to the first part of his comment where he said, you're mad at God, you're not an atheist. And I said, you're not a believer. You're just scared there's nothing else out there. And it's the classic, you're just mad at God. I'm mad at God, therefore I believe he exists. I guess these people have never heard of hypotheticals before. There are billions of people who believe in this particular God. So in order for me to refute some points, I need to be able to say, if this God exists, then X, Y, and Z. It's not that complicated. Nothing irks me quite like being told what I believe or what I don't, you know, like saying you're not an atheist. So weird. So I just had to kind of throw that back at Rob a little bit. The next comment comes from a guy who goes by Fecal Vomit. So you know it's going to be something really riveting. He says, you literally are an evangelical atheist who runs a hate account and is trying to convert people, but just live in your delusions. It's fine. And I said, swing and a miss. And then he replied, right, you just run a religious extremist account insulting a religion that is different from your own. That's not evangelical at all. Why do atheists think dogma and intolerance are appealing when they do it? Y'all are no different from closed-minded Christians, no questioning or admitting we might not know, just a devotion to dogma. And I replied to Fecal Vomit with, I've made multiple videos about admitting I might not be right. You're just saying things. I'm a religious extremist? That's a new one to me. Again, here's somebody assuming they know me on a personal level because of what I choose to post on Instagram. I know there's a possibility that I'm wrong. I think it's unlikely that there are gods, but I'm definitely not going around saying, I know the truth. You know who does that? It starts with a K and ends with Christians. Now, I don't think that this person is a Christian, but there are some people out there who are not religious, but they don't like atheists. And I guess I can understand that in a way, because some atheist memes and some atheists are assholes. Like, some, that's true. There are, just because somebody is an atheist doesn't mean they're a good person. And so I guess some people have been turned off by some encounters that they've had with atheists. But coming onto my account and saying that I am closed-minded and that I'm not questioning or admitting I might not know is just dishonest, really. Because A, you don't know me, and B, I have done exactly that. I have a YouTube video called What If I'm Wrong? I've made plenty of posts about that. Half-Eaten Crayon says, funny how y'all say Christ is fake and blah, 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 blah. But what year are we in? 2023 AD. After death of who? Jesus Christ. And I said, wait until you hear who Thursday is named after. And if you don't know, Thursday is named after the god Thor. And AD doesn't stand for after death. Anyway, it stands for Anno Domini, which basically means the same thing. It is about the era of Christ. But also, I guess this person's never heard of CE, the common era, which is the secular equivalent of AD. But just because that's how we measure our years, you know, there were a lot of things that happened hundreds of years ago, like the Bible being put together. There were people in power and people who made decisions that was their religion. So, of course, they made these decisions and they just kind of stuck because there are millions, billions of people who agree with them. And so it just stuck. And that's what we're in. That doesn't mean that Jesus is the Son of God or anything like that because of something. You can make that same comparison to, just because we call it Thursday doesn't mean that Thor is real. Here's another comment from somebody that I don't know who, because I cut their name off when I screenshotted it, but it says, "You had a bad experience with Christians." I can understand that. Lots of people are hurt by professing quote-unquote Christians who truly their Christianity is nothing but nominal. But did you ever actually try to form a friendship and bond with Christ? Did you ever actually even give Christianity an unbiased chance? Christianity isn't meant to be a religion. It's meant to be a direct relationship with God. A God who loves you and wants to save you and sent his own son to die for your sake. I love this because where have I ever said that I had a bad experience with Christians and that's why I left Christianity? The only place, well, except that one time when a preacher grabbed my tongue, and if you want to hear about that, I did that on an early podcast years ago. I talked about that. But anyway, my experiences with Christianity were mostly good. Like when I was a Christian, that's not why I left. I didn't want to leave my faith. And no, I didn't form a bond, Christ bond. I don't think anybody has a relationship with Jesus because he died 2,000 years ago. I love when they say that Christianity isn't meant to be a religion, when there are zero people alive today who would be Christians if not for religious texts. The last comment I'm going to read is from Jack Smith, and he says, "The devil is a liar. Repent in the name of Jesus. Change your ways." And I replied, "Gollum is a liar. Repent in the name of Frodo. Change your ways." It's the same to me. Devils? I don't have any reason to believe that. Sometimes I wish people could zoom out a little bit and realize that we're all just floating on a spinning rock through space together. And do we have good reasons to believe in gods and devils? Or is it more likely that these are things that we made up to fill in the gaps of what we don't understand yet? I love looking at the social media profiles of Christians online, and more specifically, their bios. I don't do it to bully them or to try to say that I'm better than them. I really just think a lot of them are funny and corny. And 85% of the ones that I post on my Instagram story or put in my newsletter or on this podcast are the bios of people who have either tried to proselytize to me in the comments or argued with me or insulted me. So I don't feel too bad. It's mostly in good fun. And, you know, that's actually how I came up with the name Jesus Unfollower. If you ever look closely at Christian bios online, you'll see that a ton of them have Jesus follower. Jesus follower, father of six, you know, Jesus follower, hairstylist. So many of Christian bios have Jesus follower in them. And I was like, oh, well, Jesus unfollower fits perfectly. It perfectly encapsulates everything that I want my account online presence to be, because I unfollowed Jesus. I was a Christian. Now I'm not. And it's sort of like taking a little jab at Christian profiles that say Jesus follower, because a lot of them say that. This week's Christian bio of the week says, "Christian nationalist, America first, Christ is king, I hate the Antichrist." That's their whole bio. All I can say is at least the Christian nationalists are identifying themselves now. This week's Bible verse of the week is Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 10 through 17. "When you march up to attack a city, make its people an offer of peace. If they accept and open their gates, all the people in it shall be subject to forced labor and shall work for you. If they refuse to make peace and they engage you in battle, lay siege to that city. When the Lord your God delivers it into your hand, put to the sword all the men in it. As for the women, the children, the livestock, and everything else in the city, you may take these as plunder for yourselves, and you may use the plunder the Lord your God gives you from your enemies. This is how you are to treat all the cities that are at a distance from you and do not belong to the nations nearby. However, in the cities of the nations the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. Completely destroy them, as the Lord your God has commanded you." I know, those were different times, and, you know, God didn't mean it. God has changed, and you have to understand, Kevin, these people were enemies of God, and why wouldn't he, you know, want his people to smite them and plunder and take all their women and children for themselves? That is what a good God would do after all, Kevin. You just don't understand the context. So let's do a little 180 and go to the secular quote of the week, which is from Stephen Hawking. And he says, the human race, I would do a Stephen Hawking voice, but that's probably inappropriate. And I don't think I could really do a great job of it anyway. He says, the human race is just a chemical scum on a moderate-sized planet orbiting around a very average star in the outer suburb of one among 100 billion galaxies. We are so insignificant that I can't believe the whole universe exists for our benefit. End quote. And while it would be great if we were more than that, it's quite possible that we're just not. That's all we are, just chemical scum on a moderate-sized planet. We're a tiny speck on a tiny speck in a tiny speck of a galaxy. And I think that a lot of people lean on religion because they don't want to think that that might be all there is, that there might not be anything else out there. And that scares people. If you want to support the podcast and join a cool community that I've just started, go to xchristiancommunity.com. I have 11 people in there now. I'm looking for 25 founding members. So once I get those next 14, we'll start doing virtual hangouts, a book club, you know, and you can come chat in our private space. In the meantime, like, we have forums or circles, whatever they're called, where you can chat with other non-believers. I really want this to grow into something cool. So go to xchristiancommunity.com if you want to be a part of that. And until next time, remember, you don't need a God to be good. Peace out. To sign up for a private community for ex-Christians, or to join the Comments from Christians newsletter, head over to JesusUnfollower.com.